best things I do in this show is get a chance to share an hour every now and then with Jerry Howarth. We call it the Hour of Howarth. We got a special 2 hours of Howarth today. I have the man himself beside me, Jerry Howarth, and I'm going to read a statement which Jerry has asked me to read on his behalf. Today, I am formally announcing my retirement as a Toronto Blue Jays radio broadcaster after 36 wonderful years behind the microphone. I had every intention of continuing my career into the 2018 season, but my health and stamina and continuing voice issues dictated otherwise. Who knew that I would spend more than half my life in Toronto with my wife, Mary, and our two sons, Ben and Joe, doing what I love to do most, reaching out to friends and fans alike across our great country to talk baseball. I am blessed and I am grateful. I thank everyone who has made this journey of mine so rewarding in every way. Jerry Howarth.
Well, when you read that, I get emotional too. It's been a wonderful ride. Everything that you just read right there came right from my heart. And as this 2 hours goes on, I'll regain my strength. But I think my son, Joe, who's been my best listener, he's 39. And he reached out to me this morning. He says, Dad, we moved here when I was 3. You're the voice that I heard all those years. Hmm. And he reminded me as well, too. He said, it was Tom and Jerry, then Jerry, and now this ends that era. And I hadn't thought too much about that.
We've talked a little bit in the times that you've been in here, and we are going to open the phone lines, by the way, at 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. I know a lot of you want to talk to Jerry Howarth. The phone lines will be open. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in this, because I didn't realize you wanted to be a feature writer for Sports Illustrated until you saw The Error of Your Ways.
That's a good way to get me to laugh right there. Well, actually, Jeff, I've always been a writer and I've enjoyed writing. That goes back to when I had a sixth grade assignment to write about anything I wanted, and I had just been to a 49er playoff game. I was 11 years old, and the 49ers were ahead 27-7, and the Detroit Lions came back and won it 31-27. And as I began to get into sports, I read Sports Illustrated and Curry Kirkpatrick, a name that you're familiar with. He was a sports writer there, a feature writer, and that's what I wanted to do. And eventually, after I graduated from Santa Clara University and put 2 years in as an officer in the U.S. Army in Frankfurt, Germany, I came back and I began to look around for work after I'd been in law school for a half a year. And my alma mater hired me as a fundraiser in the athletic department. And I wanted to then be a fundraiser. But at that particular point, I asked the broadcaster who did the games, he was an alum from Santa Clara, if I could join him to heighten my profile in the Santa Clara, San Jose Bay Area as a fundraiser. And he said no, and he kept saying no, and finally he stopped me one time. He says, Jerry, both of us have the same problem. I said, what's that? And he said, neither of us have a major league voice. Mm. Well, he might have been right. I was 25 and had never thought about broadcasting, never used my voice at all. So I just said, okay. And that night, Jeff, I went out and I bought a tape recorder and a microphone. And for the next 2 years, as I raised money for Santa Clara University, I taped all our football and basketball games as if I were on radio. I wanted to see if I could do that. Because of that challenge, it was kind of laid there in my lap. And after 2 years, people said, why don't you get into broadcasting? And that led to 5 wonderful years in the Coast League and 36 years here.
I do believe the song we played at the start is the song that that was your intro song, was it not, in Tacoma?
It was. Derek Brandeo reached out to me yesterday, and he said, Jerry, I know your favorite songs, and that's Pride and Joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond. He said, are there any others? And I said, well, one that comes to mind, when I was in Tacoma beginning my AAA broadcasting career in 74 and 75, we had a young organist there, and really about a week in for home games, she played Cabaret one night at 7 o'clock, and that's when we went on the air. And I loved having that in the background, so I said to her the next day, would you mind playing that song every day at 7 o'clock? Mm. And that's how I will welcome the audience to Tacoma baseball, and that's what she did.
We are going to go to the phone lines, 416-870-0590, but it's a long time to do one job, let alone one job, Jerry, where you're... you're in the public eye for, I don't know, 100. Well, you're in the public eye always. I mean, I did a little item for Sportsnet.ca, a little story where I said the thing that and other people, I'm sure, said this to you. The thing that has always amazed me about you is, I mean, I can't remember the name of all my daughter's friends. And I'll be with you in the field, and somebody will yell, "Hey, Jerry, remember we're Dan and Dave from London?" And you'll go, "Ah, the Dawsons." And you'll walk over, and I'm like, what the? And how difficult is it to do one job, even if you love the job, for such a long period of time and not get jaded? You know what I mean? Not let it either come across on the air or when you're dealing with fans.
This goes back to when I taped those games in my apartment and listened to them. I said to myself, okay, I just heard this. It can be better. And after 2 years, then I get on the radio in Tacoma. And after every game, and I'm lucky because baseball you're on every night for, in the Coast League 5 months and in Major League Baseball for six. Every game, Jeff, you try to paint it to the best of your ability on that white canvas, and then the next day try to make it better. And I was very fortunate that I was able to do that my entire career and not plateau. I always wanted to provide information, stories, recall. And when you talk about first names like that, it's always been important for me to know somebody's name because first names are magic.
You always write it down, by the way. When you're in here and we take calls, you always write the name down.
Yes, I do. I've got my little notebook here. And so let's say Aaron calls from somewhere and I'll put his name down there. And then later in the conversation, I want to be able to say Aaron, or later when Aaron called 20 minutes ago. I think that's important for people to realize I care. And if I'm going to say anything here today, and I'll start right now, thank you, Toronto. Thank you, Canada, for an opportunity to reach out to you. And when Tom passed away and I became the lead announcer, I began to realize I don't want to just go on as, hi, everybody. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. And by then, I had built up enough friendships throughout my life here and across Canada on caravans, et cetera, et cetera. It was hello, friends. And that became part of why I really enjoyed what I did, because every day I'm talking to my friends about what's happening on the game down on the field. And I'm not concerned about the one loss record. That takes care of itself. That's out of my control. But what I can control is a good, solid broadcast that every day has a little more variety to it to make it interesting, informative, and entertaining.
Jerry Howarth, the voice of the Blue Jays, who will always be the voice of the Blue Jays for a lot of us, is stepping down, announcing today he's stepping down after 36 years, just before spring training, as a matter of fact, which is going to be a different spring training. We'll see you down there, I'm sure, won't we?
Not this year, not for spring training, but I will be at the Rogers Center. And I want to tell listeners as well, my health is good. I had the surgery 15 months ago, and they took out the prostate cancerous gland and the tumor. And that's all good. I've had zero clean margins ever since. And I had every intention of going to spring training this year and broadcasting the games, but throughout the last 4.5, nearly 5 months, and it was rumored 3 months ago I was going to retire, and I was not. But I tried to do some mock games and every day tried to work on my voice and stamina, and I just kept hitting the wall. So I thought to myself, to be fair to myself and my health and to make sure that I at least stayed where I was and not have setbacks, or in fairness to the audience too, as far as the best product that I could put on the broadcast, that's when I just, a week ago, decided to step down.
What was the conversation like with Mary when you had that conversation?
She cried. Mm-hmm. So did my son, Joe. In fact, Ben lives in Chicago, so right. We have two boys. And Joe told Mom, he said, this has hit me right to the core, because Joe is a photographer, our professional photographer here, and a lot of his work is from 11 at night to 2 in the morning. He told me, Dad, when you were on the West Coast, those were my those were my games. That's how I kept going. And he said, it's an emotional time for me to not now hear you on the air after my entire life. That's all I've heard. And I thought overall, that was a pretty good summation, too, of where I am, what I've done, the emotions that are involved. And my wife, too, has always been such a great supporter of mine. She's the one who gave up her legal career to come here and find part-time jobs initially and make sure that I was there to do my job, and she put me first. And I appreciated that so much.